the simplest essential parts and principles upon which anything exists are the elements. The earth, the air, the fire, the water. Today, on this first day together, the day we consider our return, we bring the element of water. Water, because it provides the basis of fluids for living organisms. It symbolizes life and nourishment upon dry, parched land and the softening of hard, burned earth. And like cold water to a thirsty soul, as it is named in Proverbs, it brings our good news as return from a distant land. Water, because it's a portable gift, representing each of us and the places we have traveled, near and far. And water, because it connects us as it flows from one part of the world through streams and rivers to come together again. Now, if we sat in the sanctuary in another part of the country, maybe where Roy was mentioning in his prayer, the element of water may not have the same positive connotations, especially if we had just suffered a hurricane or if we were living in the results of a flood. But as we heard earlier in the words of our song and in the story, even when you consider a coming storm, there is an attitude that you can't really avoid the rain, and that it washes away any number of things, some of them really necessary. When I first moved to California to serve this church, I experienced for the very first time that complete transformational smell and release of negative ions that came when the first big rain of the season fell after a long, dry summer and then fall. The dirt and the oil that had accumulated since May was washed from the ground. I remember it because not only was it just in the on the sidewalks in front of my house, but it also took place in the streets. I was used to that whole winter thing when the snow fell and everybody couldn't remember how to drive anymore, but I saw that it happened here after it rained. People didn't know how to drive. I saw people do 360s. I had never seen that before after rain. I saw that. The dirt and oil had been accumulating. No one really even noticed it until it rained. And it was washed away, and everything suddenly felt refreshed and laundered. And sometimes when we stand up, when we open ourselves up, when we face up to what's upon us, we can be feeling like Beckett right about now. And then all of a sudden... Yeah, I had a cue. I saw that he was getting it. We can find that despite the pain, there is new growth and learning that takes place in our lives when we don't run for cover. We may find that there's a song in our soul and that we need some kind of rainstorm or water communion or a semi-painful irrigation to cleanse the wound for healthy living and healing. And though there is joy and delight in this sanctuary today, I know too that under our smiles there exists sorrow and heartache. I have talked to you and ministered to you and to others nearby, and I know that it's not easy. I know it. I see it. I feel it. And it is in this way this holding of all of this joy and sorrow that we gather. Every ritual and action I take to acknowledge my joy and heal my heart, I want to take with solemn intent. Today I'm bringing water I carried from the desert of Phoenix. Water that is so essential as life-giving to those on the borders. Mine was received as a gift from another ritual that I took part in a small ministry gathering at our General Assembly there in Phoenix. The invitation was to scoop up this water that was in a giant pitcher, scoop it up, put it in a container, and carry it with me as symbolic of my hydration, of what I carry with me to keep me filled. It brings with it history with a ripple and swirl. So today, as we come together as if for the very first time, new water to soothe our dry rocks, to make shiny the shells, to lift up as an example of our bravery, and to give as if a gift. Let us remember our history as we come today. Let the river move through its destiny as we now listen to the choir sing for us a song written by Audrey Snyder, The River.